Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. Now, I'm going to start today's episode with asking you a very simple question. Where would you be right now in your life and in your business if you'd just done the things that you said you were going to do? Think about that for a moment. You may even want to write this on a piece of paper and just pause right now. What are the things that you've said over the last 5, 6, 10 years, even more, depending on how long you've been in the industry? What are the things that you said, I'm doing that, no matter what, I'm doing that? Now, there will be many things in your life that you've just said, I'm doing that, and you've just cracked on and nailed it. You've seen it all the way through. You avoided distractions, you were disciplined, you were focused, you were reliable. It was almost effortless. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you about the word accountability. Essentially, doing the things that you said that you were going to do. Holding yourself responsible for whether or not something that you said you were going to do actually comes to fruition, comes alive, so you see it. Now, I am somebody that throughout my whole life, I can look at so many different areas and say to myself, I said I was going to do that, but I just didn't. I didn't do it. And as I got later on in my life, I became fascinated, and still am to this day, why do I do things so well without any question, without anybody pushing me, without needing like a somebody by my side to say, do this, do that. I don't look for accountability, but there are so many things in my life where I've relied on other people to try and remind me to do things. And that's where I've fallen short. And that's where you may have fallen short. As a fitness professional, you want to learn more. You don't want your clients not progressing. But you're just not doing the work. As a fitness professional, you want to build your business. You want to get more clients. You want to earn more money. You want to build your reputation. And whilst I've covered so many episodes on the subject of progressing your career and the kind of things that you need to do, accountability has depth to it. Accountability is something I've studied a lot. And it's very easy for me to say to somebody, well, look, just do the bloody work. But that doesn't work. We have clients that come to pay you for online coaching, for personal training, who lack that ability to do the thing that they said they were going to do. So they hire somebody, yourself, to hold them accountable. But the funny thing is, when that person gets to a certain stage, when other things happen in their life, that accountability that you were giving to them just wanes. Because the accountability was placed on somebody else, you. Inside our coaching programs, we are there to guide and give direction to the things that we know our coaches need to do. And we talk to our coaches at length about accountability, because accountability is yours and is something that you should own. It's not something that you give to somebody else. Now, you guys are paid a lot from clients as essentially accountability coaches, but realistically, what you should be is the educator and the facilitator towards a goal. I'm not sticking to it. Keep sticking to it. I'm not sticking to it. Keep sticking to it. So in this episode, I want to layer back the onions, really, of accountability, very much so to help you. Because I know what I need to do. I'm reliable, I'm disciplined, I'm focused. And there are certain things I also know I need to do that I move to one side and delay slightly. Not that I'm not going to do them. I have a priority list of things that I need to do. But let's get underneath what the accountability issue really is. So there's something you want to achieve, whether it's getting more clients, getting better results, building your reputation, whatever it is. The moment I said to myself in my early stages in my 20s, I want to build my reputation. I feel it to this day when I look into the camera or speak to you guys on audio, if you're listening on audio, with such excitement and drive. I had no idea how I was going to get there. That's something else for us to discuss, the how, the go and find the people. But the intent for me to make something happen was so important to me. And it was fueled from things that hadn't gone well in my life so far. It was fueled from not being intelligent. It was fueled from, or not being driven and focused on my education at school. It was fueled by that. So I had a void in my life of intelligence, knowledge, a void of people appreciating my skills in other areas. And I had a desire to fulfill that, to create meaning for myself. So I created essentially a huge amount of value around something that meant a huge amount to me. And when I work with coaches and I try and get you to understand this accountability factor, it's not a case of saying to somebody, do this, do that. It's a case of going back steps, as I did, and try to understand what is the thing that's driving me that I won't need extrinsic motivation to achieve. Oh, I need motivation to get this task done. I need somebody to push me to get this task done. What you need is the tasks, and then you need to be internally inspired, driven, to do that thing. And that falls down to values. Things in our life that we're deeply inspired by. And in the coaching industry, throughout my whole journey of understanding meaning for anything in our lives, I found that very few coaches have an awareness of what is truly important to them. I talk to slightly more experienced and educated coaches, guys and girls, and I say, your children. Talk to me about your children. And very often, even though they say that they want their children to have a better life, better school, better holidays, they've never really connected the way that that is possible is through your profession. It's through the discipline and diligence to get the job done and become brilliant at what you do, gives you the ticket to choose whatever life your family has. And so every single day, if you don't have anybody supporting you in this area, the accountability you feel is needed from an external source. Because even though you know your job is the thing that you want to do to get to where you want to get to, you're just not doing the tasks. And that is because you have your craft on the left-hand side, you have your family on the other side, and you don't see deeply the value in doing the things that are hard to do to get the things that you desperately want. And it's a process called linking. And I teach this over and over again, and it requires a lot of work. You see, introspective work requires hard work. Introspective, looking inside yourself. Very few people take time to do deep work on themselves, ever. But I'm going to give you something to work on. Look inside yourself right now and say, what are three things at the moment, right now, that I deeply, deeply want for my life? What are the things that I'm motivated by, driven by, on a day-to-day basis? For a lot of you, it's coaching, training. It may be building your business, maybe your wife, your partner, your children. And you'll say that these are the things that you want, that are most inspiring to you. You love them inside out. And then I say to coaches, well, create a vision plan for the next 6 months to a year of where you want to be, what you want to accomplish. And then I say, what is the benefit of you or value to you of doing the things you know that are hard right now? The things that you feel you need extrinsic motivators in. What is the value of doing those things relative to the life that you want, the things that you want? You see, very few of you have got a comparison on the right-hand side of the piece of paper of what you truly want and write it down with detail. When you put things down with detail, there's meaning, there's emotion, there's you just, you know, when I got married, and even before that when it was bodybuilding, before that it was my knowledge and my craft and my skills, if I stopped and said, it means so much to me to learn more, it means so much to me to bodybuild and build my physique, it means so much to me to build a life for my wife and us and where we want to be in the next 3 to 4 years, it means so much to the point where I lock the door in my office here and I work and I do what I need to do. I don't need anybody to hold my hand and tell me to do those things because I've identified to myself how deeply important those things are to me. And very often we have a skewed perspective. We have to go and do work. We have to write things down to remind us how important they are to us. And all I'd have to do is to say to you, if you've got a partner or children and you want to achieve things, what is the value of the task that I'm doing right now relative to the life that I want with my partner or my children, whatever it may be? What is the value of the task I'm doing now relative to the knowledge that I want to have in the next 3 to 4 years? What is the value of the task that I'm doing right now relative to the training that I want to do and the reputation that I have years down the line? And you can't just say, oh, it's just going to help me get to where I want to be. You have to start writing these things down. You have to have a notepad. You have to start putting pen to paper until you change your perspective, because right now you don't see the value in doing the things that you need to do to get to where you want to be. You just don't see the value in them. Accountability for me, holding yourself accountable, is not difficult. So a mother does not have to hold herself accountable to prepare the children's food in the evening. That is something you have to understand. Something that they see the value of, they get done. A parent, a mother, a father does not have to have somebody ring them and say, don't forget to pick the kids up. That is just a default. They don't need accountability. They don't need externally motivators because it's ingrained in them. So unless you bring to your conscious the real reason why you're doing what you're doing and how deeply inspiring it is to you inside, you're always going to feel like you're going to need somebody externally to motivate you, to inspire you, to push you. My father said one day when we asked him, I said, who's your biggest, greatest inspiration? He said himself. He's inspired to do the things he needs to do, to get to where he wants to be the man he wants to be, to leave the legacy that he did in the property industry. Every single one of you watching this right now, or listening to this right now, when you take a moment after listening to this episode and just say to yourself, acknowledge to yourself, go for a walk. What do I want? What is the thing that if I think about it the most makes me emotional? I just wanted people to know me for my knowledge. I just wanted people to recognize me. I just wanted people to see that I was great at something. And then I just put my heart and soul into doing it. Most of you will get distracted by things because you see the value in that, but you don't see the value in working towards the thing that you want. There'll be a small percentage of you watching this right now, listening to this right now, going, I get what he's saying. I'm going out there. I'm going to hold myself accountable to the thing that's deeply, intrinsically, internally stimulating, motivating, inspiring me. And I'm going to go out and get it done. Accountability is an internal thing. Accountability is something that you have if you see the value in everything that you want out of life. That's why when you watch people that are robots that just don't move from the things they want to do, when you see people who do incredible Guinness records, you know, do amazing feats that they've spent years training for. When you see Olympic athletes train for 4 years for one race, when you see bodybuilders, physique athletes do 19 weeks, they don't need an accountability coach. When you see people build incredible businesses in 3, 5, 10, 15 years, and you watch what the relentless work that they put in for years, you don't need an accountability coach to get you to make your food in the morning and go to work. But you need somebody at the moment in your understanding to get you to do the things that you feel you're... You kind of get people to try and jump in and help you to do the things that realistically, if you had identified the value of them, you wouldn't find it hard to do. All you really need is somebody to give you the tools and the skills to actually help you to go from A to B to C. But the motivation, the inspiration should come from you internally. That is where accountability comes into a world of its own, because you have it right here, right now. If you found this helpful, please click like, subscribe if you're on YouTube, and do me a favor, if you're listening to this right now, just go to Instagram, share the podcast. Let's help more fitness professionals learn what accountability is, understand the value of personal development. I've talked about this so many times. A happy you is a happy business. A you that's in control is a business that's in control. A you that's fully inspired is a you that will do the work to get to where you want to be. And I said this in closing to somebody today. It really isn't hard to build a successful fitness business. The hardest thing is getting over the games that are going on in your head. And if this has shed some light on some of the things that you have control over, then I really, really hope I've helped. Take care, and I'll speak to you very soon.